But the number 101's appeal extends beyond the rabid fan base for prime numbers. It's also a holy number for 80s electronic music geeks. 2 decades ago, the band Depeche Mode released a live album called, you guessed it, 101. In the relentless pursuit of 101 journalism, we tracked down one of the band's founding members, Andy Fletcher, and I asked him where the album title came from.
It was actually our 101st gig of that tour, and it was the last gig of that tour, and it was quite a special event. It was at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and it was sort of a bit of a milestone concert, really, for alternative music in America at that time.
What do you remember from that show?
Well, what I remember, it was a very big risk when we announced we were thinking about doing this gig, and a lot of people were thinking we were mad and crazy, that we'd never would fill it, and in the end we did fill it.
And now you're setting out on an all-stadium tour this year?
Well, it's in Europe we're doing, in the summer we're doing stadiums, yes. We've got used to that a bit more now, but I don't think anything can replace the magic around that particular concert.
What was it like being on stage at the Rose Bowl for that 101 show?
I think the most amazing moment was we have a song called Blasphemous Rumours, which talks about God and having a sixth sense of humour. And it actually, obviously in Los Angeles, it doesn't really rain that much. And when we actually played that song that night, just for that song, it actually rained and stopped after the song. It was pretty peculiar.
Sort of proving, right, that God has a sixth sense of humor?
Yeah. He said he got us worried for a second.
Do you see a difference in crowds now than you did then?
You know, we're a lot older now. Our fans are generally a lot older. So I think we've all calmed down a bit.
Andy Fletcher plays keyboards and all kinds of other stuff for Depeche Mode. The band's new album, Sounds of the Universe, arrives April 21st. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.